Auto dealerships enjoyed their best month since August 2009, when the government's Cash for Clunkers program gave the industry a much-needed boost. Auto analyst George Magliano says U.S. sales surged 27% in February, easily beating already high expectations.
We're getting this with less incentives, better pricing, higher transactions prices. The mix of vehicles is better. The people are buying the top end of the line as opposed to the entry model.
General Motors, which emerged from bankruptcy last year, led the pack with a 46% increase in business. And number one Toyota, which was hurt by massive recalls last year, was up 42%. Ford Motor Company, the only U.S. automaker to refuse a bailout, gained 14%, while Chrysler posted a 13% increase ahead of its public offering expected later this year. Ford sales analyst George Pipas attributed the higher numbers to improved consumer confidence and pent-up demand.
Consumers have been sitting on the sidelines for 2 years and deferring purchases of automobiles. And so one of the built-up things in our industry is that now the age of cars and trucks on the road is over 10 years, and that's a historic high. So at some point in time, and in fact already, we're starting to see those vehicles being traded for new cars and trucks.
But the gains may be temporary. Investors fear rising oil prices due to the unrest in Libya could foil the economic recovery, leaving consumers with less money to buy cars. Magliano disagrees. He says higher gas prices might actually be a selling point.
With gasoline prices higher, certain people might want to go out there and get a much more fuel-efficient vehicle. And I don't even just mean a hybrid or an electric vehicle now, which they can do, but the gasoline engine vehicles get 30% better mileage today than they did 3 or 4 years ago.
Auto executives say cheaper leases and easier credit helped boost the industry's bottom line. Based on last month's rate, total U.S. sales could top 13 million vehicles this year. Millar Sega, VOA News.